From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? Right now, you got to buckle up, because more information about Indonesia is coming up next, with me, Stefan as well. Make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at the frequency 3325 kHz or 750 kHz, or you can also listen on our online streaming on voanews.id or the app RRI Digital. And now, we would like to begin the program with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headline. Indonesian citizens at several refugee posts in Japan have returned home. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurates four terminals in Purworejo Regency, Central Java, Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. An earthquake measuring 7.5 magnitude hit Japan on Monday, which triggered a tsunami wave. The earthquake, which was centered not far from Noto City, Ishikawa Prefecture, occurred around Monday afternoon at 4:10 p.m. local time, with a depth center around 10 kilometers underground. According to one of the members of the Indonesian Student Association, or PPI, in Japan, Fadlian Syah Farid, to RRI Voice of Indonesia on Tuesday morning, that the Indonesian citizens in Ishikawa are currently in good condition, and there are some of them have returned home.
Jadi di Ishikawa sendiri sudah berangsur pulih.
So Ishikawa itself is gradually recovering. My friends have reported that several shelters have allowed them to return to their homes. However, there are one or two shelters that are still under monitoring by the local government.
Namun ada 1-2 shelter masih dalam pantauan pemerintah.
Moreover, regarding the tsunami wave warning, Fadlian Syah Farid also conveyed the Japanese government had lifted the tsunami wave warning on Monday evening, January 1, 2024. Meanwhile, PPI Japan has also coordinated with several commissariats. Currently, there are more than 100 Indonesian students in Ishikawa, Okoyama, and Fukui who are in safe condition. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated four terminals in a hybrid way from Purworejo Terminal, Central Java, on Tuesday. The four terminals include Purworejo Terminal, which was carried out directly, Mendolo Terminal in Wonosobo Regency, Purboyo Terminal in Madiun City, and Patria Terminal in Blitar City. President Jokowi, in his speech, praised the infrastructure development of the four terminals, which he considered to be very good. The president affirmed that bus terminals must provide good service to the community. In addition, the president also provided support for economic development people and micro, small, and medium enterprises.
Terminal bus adalah tempat pelayanan.
The bus terminal is a place of service. It also provides support for economic development. Micro, small, and medium enterprises must be involved in it.
UMKM harus semuanya terlibat di dalamnya.
Furthermore, President Joko Widodo asked all parties to be involved in maintaining the four bus terminals in the future. The president also asked the Minister of Transportation, Budi Karya Sumadi, to look at other cities, so that bus terminals in the country have the same standards. As quoted by the President RI page, President Joko Widodo will continue his visit to Cilacap Regency, Central Java, to inspect the RDF Jeruk Legi Integrated Waste Processing Site, distribute food aid from government rice reserves to a number of beneficiaries at the Gumilir State Logistic Agency's Bulog Warehouse, and inaugurate Tajum Karangbawang Bridge and Juruk B Bridge, Surakarta, Karanganyar. Next, we have National Disaster Mitigation Agency, or BNPB head, Lieutenant General Suharyanto, who stated that residents affected by the earthquake in Sumedang, West Java, who could no longer occupy their damaged homes, will be given residential waiting funds. As reported by Antara State News Agency on Monday, according to Suharyanto, the government will immediately gather the data. During his visit to Sumedang, Suharyanto also said residential waiting funds amounting to 500,000 rupiah per month could be used to pay temporary rental costs until the recovery process was done. The last national news comes from Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, who disclosed that the ministry managed to achieve all the targets set for 2023. For 2024, he said the ministry will focus on developing green tourism. As quoted by Tempo.co, Sandiaga, after attending a food bazaar at E-Hotel Batam on Monday, January 1st, conveyed that the number of domestic tourist visits in 2023 had increased significantly. He said the number of foreign tourists had exceeded the target of above 35% from 8.5 million visits.
Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to the international news. The United States Sixth Fleet in a statement Monday stated the U.S. Navy is pulling the world's largest warship sent to the Eastern Mediterranean Sea after Hamas' October 7 attack on Israel. Back to the United States as it re-evaluates its global force requirements. As reported by CNN.com, according to the statement, the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford will head back to its home port of Norfolk, Virginia, after its first combat deployment, an 8-month cruise that began on May 2nd. Tensions rose on the Lebanese Southern Front following a short period of cautious calm lasting until the early hours of Monday in many border villages. As quoted by ArabNews.com, Lebanon's caretaker social affairs minister Hector Hajar on Monday visited the border region and toured several towns to assess the situation of people forced to leave their homes. The number of displaced people has reached about 70,000 due to escalating conflicts in previously less affected areas. We end the news with private home prices in Singapore that rose at a slower pace for the second consecutive year in 2023, increasing 6.7% compared with 8.6% in 2022. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, according to flash estimates released on Tuesday, the Urban Redevelopment Authority in the final quarter of 2023, private home prices rose by 2.7%, faster than the figure of 0.8% in the third quarter. This was mainly driven by sales at some newly launched projects towards the end of the year. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is today's commentary on Disaster Alert. I'm Dalat Pani. The 2024 New Year is welcome with joy by all the people around the world. Hopes and resolutions are conveyed as an expression of people's optimism for the new year, which is expected to be better than the previous year. New Year welcoming parties are celebrated in almost all communities in the world, even in the remote and smallest units of society, namely the family. The traditions of New Year's celebration is carried out joyfully by holding musical performances and fireworks at 0100 times, which marks the start of the New Year. However, amidst the joyful celebrations upon welcoming the New Year, we often forget about the dangers and disasters that can strike us at any time. During the people were busy with their activities to welcome New Year's Eve, earthquakes occurred in several places in Indonesia. An earthquake measuring magnitude 5 rocked Pangandaran Regency in West Java on Sunday at 11:53 Western Indonesia Standard Time, which was felt as far as Tasikmalaya City. On the same day, at around 1435 Western Indonesia Standard Time, still in West Java, the Sumedang Regency area and its surroundings were shaken by a tectonic earthquake measuring 4.1 magnitude. An earthquake with a greater strength, 4.8 magnitude, occurred in Sumedang before New Year's Eve and left hundreds of buildings damaged. The earthquake did not only shake areas in Indonesia. Entering the beginning of 2024, on Monday, a large earthquake measuring 7.5 magnitude rocked several regions in Japan and activated early warnings about the potential for a large tsunami in the western coastal region of the country. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida even reminded residents to remain alert. Coastal residents should immediately go to a location that is higher and safe from the tsunami. The natural disasters that occurred ahead of and at the beginning of 2024 certainly reminded people to always be alert and ready to protect themselves and maintain the balance of nature. Humans cannot resist the disaster that will occur, but at least they can avoid and reduce the risks of this disaster. Indonesia's geographical location in the middle of the Pacific Ring of Fire makes it a tropical country that is vulnerable to various natural disasters such as earthquakes and floods. For these reasons, the government and related institutions such as the National Disaster Management Agency and the Regional Disaster Management Agency, as well as the media, must intensively provide outreach and information to the public about the importance of disaster prevention and mitigation, so that the public can know this information and can be better prepared. Always be alert in facing potential disasters. That was commentary.
Here's today in history, and we begin with January 2nd, 1962, the founding of Mandala Commando. Mandala Commando, or abbreviated as COLA, was a commando formed by President Sukarno on January 2, 1962, after the Trikora operation commandeered in Yogyakarta through the Presidential Decree No. 1, 1962. The Mandala Commando was founded to liberate West Irian. The commando's headquarters was in Makassar, southeast Sulawesi. Thanks to the Mandala Commando, the US representative Ellsworth Bunker proposed a solution for the Dutch-Indonesia issue, which ended with West Irian returning to Indonesia. Moving on to January 2, 1971, Usmar Ismail passed away. Usmar Ismail was an Indonesian producer, writer, journalist, and literary figure. He was regarded as the pioneer of Indonesian cinema. Usmar Ismail was known as the king of modern drama in Indonesia and the father of cinema. On January 2, 1971, Usmar Ismail died of stroke. We end January 2nd as the World Introvert Day. World Introvert Day is commemorated every January 2nd. The day is dedicated to better understanding all introverts in the world. The day was initiated by a popular German psychologist and author Felicitas Hein. On September 20th, 2011, Hein wrote a blog titled "Here's Why We Need a World Introvert Day." In her writing, she said it is time for the world to increase awareness about introverts. Hein called attention to some discrimination cases against introverts. It included low appreciation from the public to the introverts. Therefore, Hein proposed the World Introvert Day every January 2nd, and according to Hein, on the day, all introverts in the world could take a deep breath after the tiresome Christmas to the New Year vacations.
Of Indonesia.
Hey, you are still with us on the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and 4750 kHz, or the online streaming on voanews.id and the application at RE Digital. And the next one will be about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia Today focuses on Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs says the cosmological axis confirms Yogyakarta as a city of civilization. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi stated that the designation of the Yogyakarta cosmological axis as a World Cultural Heritage by UNESCO on 18th September 2023 has confirmed Yogyakarta as a world-recognized city of civilization. This was conveyed by Minister Retno when handing over the certificate of designation of the cosmological axis of Yogyakarta and its historic landmarks as the World Heritage to the Governor of the Special Region of Yogyakarta, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X at Gedong Prasimasana, Kepatihan Kompleks, Yogyakarta on Thursday. As reported by Antara, Minister Retno said that the Yogyakarta Cosmological Axis or Yogyakarta Philosophical Axis becomes the 10th World Heritage in Indonesia recognized by UNESCO. According to her, this is proof the sustainability of Javanese civilization which has developed from 16th century to the present day. Minister Retno explained that the Yogyakarta Cosmological Axis is the embodiment of a harmonious combination of material cultural elements such as batik clothes and gamelan musical instruments with intangible elements such as Javanese tradition, customary law, art, literature, festivals, ceremonial rituals, and philosophical values. For this reason, she expressed her congratulations on this appointment. She believes that through the UNESCO World Heritage Certificate, Yogyakarta's attractiveness will increase and the city's special features will become stronger. Minister Retno continued that Indonesian diplomacy will continue to contribute to fighting for national cultural heritage to be recognized by the world. According to her, through its diplomats, the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs is ready to continue to help Yogyakarta maintain its existing cultural heritage. Meanwhile, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono said that after the designation of the Yogyakarta Cosmological Axis as a World Heritage, the government of the Special Region of Yogyakarta will follow it up with several strategic steps. These include coordination, communication, and establishing cooperation between the provincial government, related cities, regencies, and the Yogyakarta Sultanate. The governor's decree has also been issued, which is the basis for establishing the Joint Secretariat for Management of the Yogyakarta Cosmological Axis World Heritage. Sri Sultan also hoped that with the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs' support, this could strengthen the existence and brilliant progress of the Yogyakarta Cosmological Axis, particularly from a global perspective. Representing the provincial government and the people, Sultan expressed his high appreciation to the ministry for the various support provided from start to finish. The Yogyakarta Cosmological Axis is a philosophical concept of the landscape and buildings in Yogyakarta and its surroundings that form one straight line. The line stretches from Mount Merapi in the north to Yogyakarta Monument, Malioboro Street, Yogyakarta Palace Complex, to the Indian Ocean in the south. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Lagi kisah.
Still listening to the Voice of Indonesia on 3345 kHz and 4750 kHz, or maybe online streaming on our website voinews.id and also the application RRI Digital available on, how do we call it, Android and also iOS gadgets. By the way, the next one will be talking about Indonesian tourism and the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Here you go, Indonesian Wonder.
VOI listener, when we go on holiday to an area, we usually buy various kinds of souvenirs for our family or colleagues at the office. There are various kinds of souvenirs that we can buy, such as clothes and various fashion products as souvenirs. Today's Indonesian Wonder informs you about clothes and various fashion products in various regions in Indonesia that offer unique designs and still highlight the characteristics of the region's original culture. Call it Dagadu Jogja. As a creative industry native to Yogyakarta, it is certainly not surprising that most of Dagadu's t-shirt designs are steeped in Yogyakarta city icons. starting from illustrations of Tugu Jogja, Taman Sari, and Kraton Yogyakarta Palace. Uniquely, Dagadu Jogja also has a visual design with the addition of eccentric Javanese sentences which really describe the city of Yogyakarta. A holiday to Bali is incomplete if you don't buy jogger clothes. Different from fashion souvenirs in general, jogger is famous for its eccentric word designs. That's why, to this day, jogger is still known as the word factory. Apart from t-shirts, the local merchandise industry, which is famous for its tagline Jogger Jelek, also sells various fashion products which are no less unique and interesting, such as bags, wallets, sandals, and shoes, watches, and various other typical Balinese souvenirs. Listener, besides pempek fish cake, Palembang, South Sumatra is also famous for its unique and creative local products. This can be seen from the many local merchandise industries, which are almost always targeted by tourists. One of the most popular one is nyenyes. Nyenyes, or meaning chatty in Palembang language, is a local creative industry famous for its unique t-shirt designs. This is because almost all Nyenyes fashion product designs use images that are identical to Palembang, such as Ampera Bridge, Kemaro Island. Interestingly, fashion products from Nyenyes also have a collection of t-shirts with a combination of songket woven cloth motif. Of course, the modification of traditional woven cloth with modern clothing will be an attraction for visiting tourists. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Walau kau berseri,
Voice of Indonesia.
Anyway, you've just listen to the Persona Indonesia and maybe you get something more about Indonesian tourism and culture. But right now, we would like to present you a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Here you go. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and also guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. And today's topic is about Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a local officer. Chris was making a vlog in Karimun Jawa Island. Let's listen to the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Pulau Karimun Jawa, Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. I am going to say each word 2 times, and please repeat after me. Saat ini, which means right now. Di pesisir, which means on the coasts. Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means right now I'm on the coasts of Karimun Jawa Island. Bersama. Bersama, which means together with. Petugas. Petugas, which means officer. Taman Nasional, which means national park. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means right now, I'm on the coast of Karimun Jawa Island. In that sentence, there's the word pesisir. Pesisir, which means coasts, a land next to or near the ocean. Pesisir, pesisir, which means coasts, is a word we use related to a natural landscape. Pesisir, pesisir, which means coasts, was used by Chris to state a part of a beach of Karimun Jawa Island. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions related to nature. Terumbu karang, which means coral reef. Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah. Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah, which means coral reef in Karimun Jawa is very pretty. Hutan bakau, which means mangrove forest. Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa. Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa, which means we can explore mangrove forest in Karimun Jawa. For your information, besides being a sanctuary, Karimun Jawa National Park has many things to visit. It has pretty beaches and underwater habitat. In the past, Karimun Jawa was even called as the Caribbean Van Java or the Caribbean of Java. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa, which means Karimun Jawa Island. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
We hope that all the songs are enjoyable, and make sure to stay tuned on the Voice of Indonesia at 3325 kHz and also vonews.id. Anyway, still about the song, you got something more about the song and little explanation about it. So, stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Sambas Mendunia by Anita. The song was composed by Muda Mahendrawan. The song tells about Sambas City in West Kalimantan, which has a strong and global history of civilization. Through its lyrics, this song invites the younger generation to have global thinking and try to maintain civilization for the sake of happiness. The song, which means Sambas Goes International, has now been written in several language versions, such as Mandarin, Malay, Bugis, Dayak, and Maduris. Well, listener, here is the song Sambas Mendunia by Anita. Enjoy the song!
Anak desa berpikir nyaman dunia, meski
Voice of Indonesia.
Simpang tiga namanya muare ulaka dipandang tang sadapinya lataknya dapanlah istana.
Of Indonesia.
Well, that's all the things from the Voice of Indonesia for right now. And actually, more about Indonesia is still coming up next, but in other languages. Make sure to stay tuned on the Voice of Indonesia on 3325 kHz for 750 kHz, the website voanews.id, and also the application RRI Digital. If you do not want to miss good stuffs coming from Indonesia, make sure to click like, comment, subscribe, and also follow our social media accounts. Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. Instagram, VOI_official. And also our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can still email us on voi@voanews.id and chat us on our WhatsApp number 0821-2381-2130. Once again, 0821-2381-2130. Thank you very much for listening, and make sure to stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.